This is Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property, benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back. We're going to finish for today with Stephen Ebert about gifting, which there's so much to know. And then, of course, right after that, we'll have Peter Conte, who's been on a million times, an insurance expert at Honig, Conte & Perino. He's going to tell us about some of the things that we should worry about and make sure we're on top of for the holidays. And then after that, we have a great guest on, Charles Peterson. He is one of the world's leading experts on wood flooring and the author of Wood Flooring, A Complete Guide to Layout, Installation, and Finishing. And believe me, since I did the wood floors in my house, that is some job, and you really have to know a lot about it. But Stephen, I asked Stephen to stay on a bit longer. Do you want to sum up and maybe tell us a little about what you'll talk about next week about gifting and things of that nature? Because there's so much to know.
Absolutely, Dottie. There really is a lot, and it's one of those areas where, you know, people kind of gloss over it, but it's absolutely critical, and the gifting really ties in with the estate planning. And so from, you know, what you're looking at is multiple things, but how do I efficiently and as I want to direct, you know, transfer assets, both from the point of view of protecting the current owner who is giving that to other people, whether it's the form of in an estate or in a gifting strategy. How do I do that in a tax-efficient strategy and also be able to optimize and use things the way I need to? Have the liquidity that you need when it comes to, let's say, real estate or other assets, right? Because, Dottie, it's not just, when it comes to this kind of planning, it's not just about the total net worth. It's also about income streams that are coming in. So it's really important to plan that. So, Dottie, what we need to do is really break this down and really how do we turn real estate into that's just an asset into also a source of liquidity as somebody ages if they need to have that as an option. So we really don't, we won't want to have that missed at all because it really ties the whole picture together. Controlling usage, liquidity, smart taxation, and legacy all wrapped up into one.
Can I say this before? This is probably some of the most important information. And again, when we're talking, you know, it's always general because we don't have any specific people's information. But at least it'll make you aware of what you need to know and where you need to go to. And this is not something you should do without talking to a professional like Stephen. This is not something you should do without planning.
Absolutely, yeah. You need to have somebody on your side who knows what's going on. Any advice is general. It is not considered specific legal advice. And you know, look, you get it's like anything. You get it. You get out of it what you put into it. You can't just take something off the shelf for most people. You need to really plan accordingly.
So you're going to break down to a little bit more next week?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great. You won't want to miss this. We'll try to break this down for you and then kind of summarize it like over the beginning of next year because it's really important. But some of the things that you need to take advantage of most importantly, before the year is over, Stephen will go through first. Okay, so Stephen.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Have a great week. See you next week.
See you next week, and your knowledge is invaluable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we have a guest who's been on our show, God knows how, probably as long as I've done the show, which is long. Peter Conte, who is an expert insurance person, owner at Honig, Conte, and Perino. He can be reached at Peter Conte at honigconte.com or 212-777-7113-6296 is extension. But you can always check with me if I have all the information. I don't like anyone driving and writing. So, Peter, first of all, happy holidays. I don't know what's politically correct to say today, but happy holidays, I think, is pretty... I think that should be politically correct. I don't know. I can't keep up with what's politically correct. Now they write to me, are you a he? Are you a she? Or do you want to be identified as something other than that? And I'm like, oh, please. There seems to be more important things in the world than to worry about that right at this moment. But anyhow.
There seems to be. Well, happy holidays to you, Dottie.
Thank you.
The safe side, too.
Well, you know, with the holidays coming and the new year, you know, there's a lot of things that people should know in this accident. Sometimes it happens. What should we do when it comes to our insurance?
Great question. So with the new year, we're getting colder weather. With the holidays, we have an increased exposure in households, and we have a lot going on. So first of all, what I want to tell everyone, if you have a Christmas tree in your house, please make sure you water the Christmas tree often, because not just to keep it looking beautiful for Christmas, but that's a tremendous fire hazard. Keep candles away from the Christmas tree. Make sure the lights you're putting on the Christmas tree, I do suggest, even though I like the old bulbs better and the old lights better, I suggest switching to the LEDs just because they don't get as hot as the old bulbs, so it's less likely to have a fire exposure. I can't tell you. We at least have one fire claim every year that someone's Christmas tree lit up their apartment and or home. So, you know, please, let's try and make that zero this year. That's certainly the most important thing. And it's a really bad way to start the holidays or, you know, start the new year.
I would think
On top of that, with the colder weather coming, it's also important, especially for people with secondary homes, make sure your house is winterized, okay? The colder weather leads to freezing pipes and broken pipes and water damage, another bad way to start the year, okay? Make sure the houses are heated to at least 62, 63 degrees, even if you're not there. And if you're not there and if you have a vacation home that you won't be at during the winter and it is subject to cold temperatures, right? If you have a vacation home in Miami, you should probably be there during the winter, but make sure your primary home, you turn off the water, you keep it heated, and you make sure someone's checking in on it, just so that if there's a water claim, it can be mitigated as soon as possible, and the claim and the repair can start moving along.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When you speak about that, I have a house in the Hamptons, and, you know... When I bought it, it was what, you know, whatever the bank told me I could afford, I didn't listen to them. And those were the days that you could get a mortgage even if you didn't qualify. So I ended up buying more than I could handle, but I figured I could always rent it. Anyhow, I had to get a house watch person. And thank God I had a flat roof over my bedroom on my second floor. And the flat roof, the water didn't drain right, and it went into my den, and the whole ceiling caved in. And thank God, if I didn't have a woman that came once a week to check my house, I don't know when I would have found it. So I think that's so important to either that or have a friend. If you have a friend that lives there, somebody to check your house if you're not going to be there. And then I know you have to leave the heat on. And what are you saying, a good temperature is 62, 63?
Yeah, 62, 63. I mean, that way you can save a little bit for not heating the whole house while you're not there, right? There's no need to keep it at in the 70s or whatever you prefer, but keeping it at 62, 63 is a good way to lower your heating cost while you're not there, as well as making sure that the house is in good working order for when you come back, and making sure that there's no pipe breaks or frozen pipes.
So then I guess most people can program their heat, but if you can't program your heat, then I guess you would have to get someone who can come in and change it, correct?
Yeah, and then just have someone come in during a cold snap or after a cold snap just to make sure everything's fine. And we had a situation last year
where this was almost unbelievable, and I feel bad for the gentleman who had to go through this. His upstairs neighbors, you remember that cold snap we had in February last year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I think we were at like 20 degrees for a couple days in a row, and this gentleman, he experienced his upstairs neighbor, their pipes froze and burst. Now, the issue was his upstairs neighbor had moved to Australia, and their unit was for sale. And they left a window open while this cold snap was going on. And I actually think it was the listing real estate agent that left the window open while they were trying to sell the unit. So this became a huge problem for our insured, just because, of course, the insurance picked up the ensuing damage to his apartment. However, to reclaim or to pursue the upstairs neighbor for damages in the courts or the legal system following that was very difficult, just because the upstairs neighbors had moved to Australia. So there was no recourse for him legally. But, you know, this is really important. Also, if you're selling a unit, make sure you have vacant unit insurance. That way you get to carry liability. If pipes break, you can get the unit repaired, and then you can continue on with selling it. Because, Dottie,
vacant, if your house is vacant, get vacant house insurance?
If your unit's for sale and you're not living there. And vacancy, right, as described by insurance contracts, is 60 days. So if you're selling your unit and it's been unoccupied for 60 days or more, water damage coverage falls out of your contract. So you need to go and get a proper vacant unit policy to buy that coverage back. Now, they are more expensive, but there's an increased hazard.
Yeah, but let me ask you another question. I know for a fact that there's a lot of homes, maybe not New York City, but I know there's a lot of homes in some of the suburbs where people, they're not legal two families and they're not legal mother-daughters. But they have some, maybe a basement or some second floor with two bedrooms, and they rent out to tenants, and they're not legal, and as long as the neighbors don't make a fuss over it. Now, if God forbid something happens where they have a fire or something, and an insurance company finds out there was an illegal apartment, do they not cover it, or is that, what's the story with that?
So that's a fantastic question. So illegal units, illegal acts on an insurance policy are never covered. However, I will say this. There are some carriers that are okay riding the risk. If it is a two-family, but you use it as a three-family, as long as you disclose that when you first purchase the insurance and it's written as a three-family, there's chance for coverage to the property. Now, when it comes to the loss of life, if God forbid there's loss of life or damages to someone personally, bodily injuries, you know, occurs on your property, that will likely not be covered, even if it was underwritten the right way, just because that is an illegal act and your liability will not pick up that coverage or that, no, that,
defense. But I think it's a major problem, because I know that there are many people that need the income, so they rent out a couple of rooms or they rent out their basement, and, you know, that gives them some extra money, and as long as the neighbors are okay with that, and I always tell them, well, just don't park in their spaces. But if there is a fire or if there is something that goes wrong and the insurance company finds out that there was a second party living there that was not supposed to be living there, we're not talking about a relative or a child, that could not, you know, that could be not covered. So I just think people should be aware of that risk before they make that decision. It's something that's your, you know, it's your business, but it's something that you should know.
Absolutely. And with the new Airbnb laws that the city has, that the city is putting in place, getting coverage for an Airbnb is going to be probably a little bit harder now, because an illegal Airbnb will also undergo that same scrutiny that an illegal three-family or illegal four-family it has when it comes time for the claim.
Right. So you should really, like, those are risks that there are individual things that, you know, you have to decide on your own, but at least you should have all the information so that you can make that decision. Now, do you, Peter, find that on holiday seasons you see a spike of insurance claims by any chance, or not really?
We do. It's there's a lot of, and this is also something else I want to talk about. And my father, who's been in the industry for 40 years, wanted me to just throw this out there that we see a lot of theft claims, and we're starting to see a lot more break-ins in suburban areas, in homes. So
really?
If you're going away for the holidays, he wanted to make sure to remind everyone, leave the lights on, put them on a timer, or leave one light on, because if there's a home with a light on, burglars are less likely to go in it just because they think it's occupied. So set the TV up on a timer to start at a certain time or whatever. Make your house look occupied. That way we can avoid a potential break-in and a theft in your home.
That's good information, because a lot of people do go away, and I guess that's a burglar's a dream, that they go to a house and there's no one there to stop them or see them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and do you recommend putting cameras, like, around your home?
Yeah.
Don't they have cameras that you can actually see what's going on in your home?
Yeah, and this was actually great. Thank you for reminding me, Dottie. I want to also talk about this. Some ways to start saving money on your insurance, right? Cameras in your home. The insurance carriers love a good fully camered house with the perimeter covered by your cameras. They love central station burglar alarms and fire alarms. If you can potentially stop a loss as quickly as possible by your fire alarm reporting to the police station that something is going on, that's the best case scenario for an insurer. If a potential theft is thwarted because of a central station burglar alarm, that's a fantastic risk to an insurer, and they will give discounts for those. And then one of the new credits that we're seeing insurance carriers give insureds is if they have a automatic water flow shutoff. So what that means is if there's a smart device that goes and connects to the main water line into a home or an apartment or what have you, and if it senses a long, consistent drip for however long you set it for, it will automatically shut off the water to the house. So in a cold snap, if there's a frozen pipe, and the pipe explodes and then it starts leaking, this sensor will then shut off the water, and then the risk becomes mitigated, and then the loss becomes less. And that's a fantastic device. I'm starting to encourage a lot more people to get this, because it's a good discount on the policies and it's not very expensive.
That's good to know. Now, should you just shut your water off completely, or is that not good either?
So you should shut your water off completely if you're leaving for an extended trip. However, if you're gone for the day or 2 days and you don't want to go through shutting your water off, then one of the flow sensors is a good move.
Okay, we'll be right back, continuing with Mike Conti on some tips to save money on your insurance right after this quick break.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Josh Edwards, a stenographer who has served for more than 1,000 depositions, arbitrations, hearings, etc. I don't think people understand that there are lots of different kind of revenue options with court reporting. I encourage people to check it out. And Josh Edwards, you're a perfect example as to why.
So we start our captioners at my company at $100 an hour, and there's a 2-hour minimum per job. You know, when we send an email saying, hey, we have a job starting at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, are you free for it? Even if that job cancels within a day, or if it only goes for half an hour or 75 minutes, they're still going to earn a minimum of $200 for that time slot.
I encourage people to check it out. Email info@plazacollege.edu. And they have an introductory thing to just click the link and get the info. And Josh Edwards, you're a perfect example as to why. That's got to feel good and awfully rewarding. Thanks for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. And, you know, I'm not bragging to say, but I am very happy and thankful that it has been a 6-figure career every year since I started.
Email info@plazacollege.edu.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. You should be banking at a community bank like Unity. You can have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, my good friend Jim Hughes. Jim asks that you call him directly at 908-713-4306, 908-713-4306, or send an email to james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at unitybank.com, and Jim will get right back to you. You can't get this type of service at the big banks. Visit unitybank.com, FDIC-insured, equal opportunity employer, and equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back. You're listening to Eye on Real Estate. I'm Dottie Herman. And we're in the middle of talking to Peter Conte. He's giving us some tips for keeping your insurance low and some of the things that you want to watch out for if you happen to be on vacation. And at 11:38, you're not going to want to miss this. We have Charles Peterson, who's one of the world's leading experts on wood flooring and the author of Wood Flooring, A Complete Guide to Layout Installation. And we all love wood floors, so he'll be on 11:38. But Peter, we have still a few more minutes or so. What would you tell people at this point in time are the most important things as far as, of course, with Christmas trees? You started the show with saying, you know, you should try to get the LED lights if you're going to have real trees. I guess fake trees doesn't make a difference, does it? I mean,
I think fake trees are a little bit more fire resistant than the real trees.
Well, no, I think does the light make a difference? Like, do you need LED lights for the fake trees also, do you think?
No, I think you could go with the old lights still, but of course, if you want to save a buck and save a little bit on your electric, you could go with the LED lights. But, yeah, you could certainly go with the old lights on a new artificial tree, for sure. They're definitely more fireproof than, you know, if you have an artificial tree from 30 years ago, maybe get a new one at this point, and then you can have the old lights on it as well.
That's good. Now, how often do you recommend Because, you know, values of homes go up, values of things go up. How often do you recommend someone takes a look at their insurance and updates it?
This year, in 2024, everyone should be looking at their insurance. Every single person. And the reason I say this is because 2023 was one of the hard. Yeah, 2023 was one of the hardest markets we've ever seen in insurance.
Really?
Our suggestion to customers was, if you have insurance, we will shop you, but it's very likely that your current carrier who's providing you a quote, a renewal, what have you, is the only carrier that's going to stay on the risk or offer you terms. So,
wait, say
2024?
That again. So you're saying that
is
mostly the only insurance company you could have gone was the one who was carrying you already?
Yes, and the reason I say that is because carriers have been taking losses. For approximately every dollar they take in from insureds, they're losing $1.10. So,
why?
Because we've had astronomical, catastrophic storms. There's been damages that people have not, for example, the Maui wildfires. No carrier could have ever saw that coming. When was the last time that ever occurred, right? You also have situations, and I was talking to, or I was listening to the CEO of Seneca Insurance Company speak the other day, and he raised a really good point. He said that it's not just about, you know, increased amount of catastrophic storms. We're now building more houses in the way of these secondary storms. So because people have been or pushed out of the cities or have left the cities to go get more space in suburban and rural areas, carriers are now insuring those risks and don't have the actual data to properly price those risks. And then they're ending up having to pay out on a claim. So 2024 is going to be it's projected to be another brutal year, and then hopefully it's going to soften up in 2025. But right now, it's very tentative and up in the air. I mean, carriers are still leaving markets, and there's going to be less.
I know with me, and it's really weird. I have two homes, and I'm not on the water, and I would say I'm a distance from the water, but for me to get insurance, I really had to, that's why I really want you to take a look at my insurance. I'd like to send it over to you. But to get insurance 5 years ago, I had to put every insurance on the one carrier, like one carrier. Nobody would take me. They said I was in a, you know, and I really am miles, like, at least 2 miles from the water, I would say. But, you know, I guess they saw that as a risk, and it was really hard for me to get insurance. So what is your advice for people who are looking for insurance, and how much should they update?
They should. So carriers, and one, I'm happy to answer that. I just want to say one more thing, and it kind of ties into that. Carriers are paying out claims with inflation from this year and costs from the moment the claim happens with premiums that occurred or were paid last year, which is another issue that occurs because if inflation keeps rising, the cost of goods get higher, and then, you know, you need to update your coverage, and that's super important. So I think 2 years ago, we were suggesting $200 per square foot on a rebuild in a condo co-op in Manhattan for a very standard condo and co-op. Right now, we're suggesting our minimum to be $300 per square foot for a condo and co-op in Manhattan. So look at your policy, make sure that you fall in that $300 per square foot, and do not be scared to take a higher deductible. Higher deductibles right now are the way to lower your, if you can't put in central station burglar, if you can't do a water flow device, get a higher deductible, right? You would, I can't imagine anyone, a $500 deductible is not sufficient anymore. $1,000 deductible is the standard we sell now, just because.
What's the standard, did you say?
The standard deductible that we sell is $1,000 deductible.
Okay.
Just because carriers are inundated with claims as well. So if the insured holds more of that risk with the higher deductible, the carrier will give a lower annual premium to the insured. And one of the most important parts is if you pay that $1,000 deductible and lower your insurance, you can get more coverage so you can rebuild your home quicker and with the carrier's money. Because what would you rather do?
And wouldn't you say that people need to, every five or four, even less, at least every five years, have their house? You can have an agent come in and give you an estimate of value. Because I know a lot of people haven't changed their insurance, and their houses have gone up a lot, and they probably don't have adequate insurance to rebuild their homes.
Oh, Dottie, especially homes. In this coming year, homeowners need to check their policies, call their agents, increase their coverage. I was talking to someone the other day. They had $30,000. They elected to have a low amount of coverage. They had $30,000 on their condo and co-op. I asked them how much their bathroom renovation was. They said it was a $30,000 renovation. I go, great. So if your condo or co-op goes on fire, you can only rebuild your bathroom. That's it. Let's up your coverage. So we were able to insure them properly after that, but especially with homes. There are less and less contractors out there, so the cost of labor is going up. The cost of materials is certainly going up. So review your policies this year. Check your coverage. You don't want to be left short on coverage during the time of a claim. And I just spoke to an insured this week, and she had a great saying. She goes, insurance is always expensive until you need to use it.
That's so true. You know what happened to me this year? I had the man upstairs left his bathtub on. And I wasn't here, and it flooded my whole bedroom. And thank God it didn't get into I have a walk-in closet. It didn't get into my clothes, or I would have been really freaked. Thank God that, somebody came in and saw it and let me know. And thank God it's back to normal. But, accidents happen. So I just think, so give us the information to get to you again so that everyone should make a call. And by all means, trust me, real estate has gone up a lot in the last couple of years. Please check the homeowner, your insurance, and make sure that your house is valued at today's cost, not something you did 10 years ago. And Peter, we can reach you at, you want to give us all that information?
2-777-777-7113, and I'm at extension 6296, so you can call me directly, and my email is pgconti@honigconti.com. Feel free to reach out by phone or email. I'm happy to help anyone with their insurance.
And I just want to say something. Anybody that I have on this show that I've worked with, because I would never have someone on a show I didn't think was great. Peter's so honest, knows his industry back and forth, and will never try to sell you, because I know people are afraid of that, never try to sell you more insurance than you need. And how much is enough insurance is always the question. And that's individual, but I would give him a call. And Peter, if I don't speak to you before the holidays, have a happy, happy holiday. We always
too,
love
Dottie.
You on the show. Love you, Peter. Talk to you
soon. Love you too, Dottie. Happy holidays.
You too. Thanks. Bye. And we're now going to be on the show with Charles Peterson, who you're not going to want to miss. I could have used Charles 5 years ago. I wish I knew then. But hopefully you won't have to go through the hell that I went through with my floors. We'll be right back. Charles Peterson, the world's leading expert on wood flooring and the author of Wood Flooring, A Complete Guide to Layout, Installation, and Finishing.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. I know it's hard to believe, but the holidays are here. Why not make them truly memorable this year on board the Atlantis yacht with New York Cruises? Captain Fred and the amazing New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. Whether you've been put in charge of planning the office Christmas party or are looking to do something exciting for the holidays, why not take the party off land and onto sea? Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com and see how Captain Fred and his first class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hey, Joe Piscopo here. If you need a Cadillac, you got to see my good friend Bill Camastro at Gold Coast Cadillac, awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Bill's team is the gold standard of customer service from start to finish. It's first class all the way. Speaking of service, are you part of the Gold Club yet? Bill takes care of you, your family, your friends with the Gold Coast Cadillac Gold Club. Sign up online at goldcoastcadillac.com for service benefits that you can share with friends and family, even if they didn't buy from Gold Coast. Gold Coast is getting even bigger and better with its brand new service facility expected to be completed by early 2024. Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Bill took care of me, and he's going to take care of you, too. Shop GoldCoastCadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336. Shop GoldCoastCadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and again, I just want to tell everybody I wish all you all happy holidays. I love doing this show. I've been doing it a lot of years. Love you, and I always hope to hear all your questions, anything that you want to hear. But I am thrilled to have Charles Peterson, one of the world's leading experts on wood flooring and the author of Wood Flooring, A Complete Guide to Layout, Installation, and Finishing. I'll say it's almost lunchtime, so good afternoon, Charles.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I wish I knew about you when I did my house out in the Hamptons, and it was all wood, and I went to all these places. And again, I looked at all this wood, and then I said, well, this is the lighting in the showroom. It's not the light that I have. Tell us, first of all, a little bit how you became so well-versed on wood flooring.
There's an organization called the National Wood Flooring Association, and the most powerful organization for wood flooring in the world. And they found out they had an engineer that liked to make palace wood floors. So I've been lucky enough to be with some of the smartest people over the last, say, 2.5 decades, writing the tech manuals that the industry uses for pretty much everything to do with wood floors. By that, I was lucky enough to be privy to information that barely gets out to a handful of people.
Well, I love wood floors, and as I said, I had a hard time picking them out because they look different when you're looking in a showroom than they look based on the light in your house. But what are the benefits of wood flooring in comparison to other styles such as carpet or luxury vinyl?
The nice thing about wood floors, you know, there's still wood floors that are 300 years old. There's, you can take a wood floor, and if properly maintained, you'll easily can get 100 years out of a wood floor. And if you want to change your decor, you can easily, you can change the color, you can change the look of a wood floor. As to, you know, a carpet or luxury vinyl, they're great products, but you have one look and you can't change it. The carpets, I remember this gentleman that used to install carpets, and then he became a leading carpet installer. Inspector, forgive me. And once he found out how gross these carpets were over a period of time, how they were nothing but a biological toxin sponge, he got out of that and opened up a granite countertop business. So carpets over a period of time, they just collect every single thing as a sponge. And of course, a lot of people that have any asthma problems switch right over to wood. Luxury vinyl, very nice product. The actual thing you're looking at is only paper thin. Now, they do a good job at water from up above. You know, a lot of them might say they're waterproof, but they don't do well from underneath, and it's a lot of problems if you have any moisture coming from underneath them. But they're both carpet and electric vinyl are short-term, whereas hardwood floors, they're something to last your lifetime.
Now, let me say this. I mean, I've been in the business for a lot of years, the real estate business, and I would say that wood floors are more popular than they've ever been, and I've been in the business like 30 years, okay, that everyone wants wood floors. Why do you feel that they've gotten so, I mean, you know, at one time, years ago, people would say, oh, does it have carpet, does it have a, now everybody wants wood floors, maybe they'll get an area rug or something of that sort. What made them so popular over the time? I mean, just this of their beauty?
I remember my dad told me as soon as they invented carpet and made it affordable where only the rich people could have it before, they went to carpet. But then people found out that, you know, about the allergies and how they wear out and just how it's not very good for the health. Luxury vinyl. Of course, you know, it's right now, it's a easy plastic type thing you can put in your house. But wood floors, they actually increase the value of your house where the other two do not increase.
They absolutely increase the value of your house. I will say that for sure. So when you're looking for wood floors, what's like, you know, as I was at one time about 5 years ago, what should you be looking at? What is there a type of wood? Is it the shade? Is it what are some of the important things to know about wood floors? And of course, they should read your book, which I will post on my website. But what are some of the things that you would suggest people start to look at?
So, I had trying to get wood flooring information is very hard. They put out a lot of misinformation. And then they don't give you a lot of information. So for myself, I actually invented a special sawmill, which is only one in the world. And my manufacturing company, I supplied like Academy Awards headquarters, Under Armour headquarters, Nike headquarters, super yachts, museums, and things all over the world, just so I could gain the knowledge of what it's like to build floors that go all over the world. Same time, invented a machines that cure a special finish that I formulated that cures in a microsecond. Ended up mostly in hospitals where you can't have any downtime, so they go in with one coat of my finish, non-toxic, it cures in a microsecond. So trying to gain the knowledge so you can guide people is so hard. So for a poor homeowner to try and get this information when it's just so much misinformation out there, it's hard. So my main thing is you're going to look at a floor. I just went on a inspect. I'm one of the national inspectors. And these poor people that did a $2 million renovation, they were giving a 4x4 inch piece of wood to show what their floors are going to be. And they said, well, that looks good. When they got the floors installed, they looked nothing like what they were supposed to get, and the floors, they're just hideous. So, of course, it's a shame. So if you're buying floors, first of all, make sure, okay, you get that small sample and the poor lighting. Ask them, okay, first of all, I want to see the warranty. Because that warranty, you'd be surprised how many things that it doesn't cover. It says, oh, yes, we have a 100-year warranty, unless you step on it almost, you know. So you want to read the warranty. The installation guidelines would be great to know, but you want to know the grade of wood. Like this particular floor was mill run, which means that they can take any board that they want and throw it in there. So it can have any imperfection in the world. Now, the sample they were showed looked like top of the line, beautiful. So you really want to find out the grade and look at that warranty before you purchase something.
And what grade is considered the best?
Okay, so here's the thing. It depends on the style you're looking for. If you're a rustic type person that doesn't mind, you know, all different color variations and knots and holes and things like that, then you could go with this mill run. If you're somebody that's looking for less color variation, more clean floor, then you're going to be going for something, you know, a clear select, something right up above, you know?
Which I think most people look for now. At least that's something. And as I said, I had that problem where, you know, I took some slabs back to the house. And because when you're looking at it in a showroom or wherever they sell wood, that's their lighting. And you really have to look at it in your... I was doing my whole house with wood. So, because I had a second home that I kind of knocked down and rebuilt it. And since it was all going to be wood, I said, if I screw up this wood, I'm dead, okay? So yes. Then I took the wood home, or I had them deliver different slabs, and it looked completely different in my home because yep. The light was different. What do you suggest people do with that? Like, you know, take samples? I mean, how do they...
The samples are great, like you're saying, but you want to ask, here's the thing, you want to ask the grade because you want to know, like, it's great you have this sample, but you want to know, can the wood I'm buying, because they gave it a fancy marketing name, can it have giant knots in it? Can it have cracks in the wood? Can it have all these different things? But you want to find out and say, look, is this what it's going to look like? And I want to know what imperfections this floor can have in it that I'm buying, because I get this call every day where the people go down there. And I'll tell you right now, the manufacturers, a lot of the pre-finished manufacturers, they have proprietary grades. So trying to find out what it actually can look like is very hard. I just called a very large manufacturer of wood flooring, probably the best known in the United States, and I've been asked to see them so many times, but their name's so big that I can't get a hold of any of their technical people. I was trying to find out what the grade, what they're... So we have a floor that all the boards, they vary in width. So when you build a floor, they should be close to the very same thick, you know, width of the board. Otherwise, you have gaps between the board. I couldn't get a hold of anybody. It's been that way with that company since...
I'm going to have to post this book. Now, what's the best way to maintain wood flooring?
So, I had this very brilliant gentleman that just put new floors in ask me, so I can use a, how do I maintain it? Do I use a steam shock? Oh, no. These little steam machines will kill a floor. Now, I did a favor for this old house, and I went up and did this one of the greatest pianos in the world, and he had this 1873
Charles,
mansion. It was great.
We ran out of time. Would you come on again next week or the week after? Can I call you? I'd love this. This is an important topic. And we really want to...
Anytime.
Because...
Anytime.
The show has got cut. It's short. So we're going to have Charles back because I know you all want to know about this. I want to know about Woodsy Instinct. Charles, I will get in touch with you. And if I don't speak to you before the holidays, happy holidays. But Charles will be back again, and we'll finish up this topic because it's really important. Signing off, Hope I feel better soon, and I'll be back next week.
The preceding hour of programming paid for by DTHY Realty Incorporated.